glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. Hope that it's fair.
Reading from Jonah chapter 1, and let's see, the first three verses. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness had come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish, which incidentally is like the opposite direction. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, September 7th, 2022. It's the Prime Life Times in Review, and joining me in the studio is Dee Chesser. She's our content contributor of the month. She's going to read a story called Amazing Volunteers in a few minutes. But first and foremost, happy, I guess I would say belated birthday, even though I was there for the celebration, 80 years young.
Oh my goodness, yes.
I was holding you up yesterday during our Zoom meeting with our staff. Mm. I said, Dee's 80, and I was picking on Joyce Mankey because she's only 79, our station manager. Said, hey, Dee's out there. She's right. Writing articles. She's leading our children's choir. That's going to be reestablished in the coming days. She's active and involved. I said, Joyce, you're only 79. And in fact, I played racquetball the other day on Monday with an 81-year-old. So all mm-hmm. these people were kind of, you included, hold the banner up that I have a good 20 plus more years ahead of me. So thank you, Joyce. Thank you, Dick. Thank you, Dee. And we're going to read in just a moment, but I want to update people on a few different things. What happened on Monday, if you were tuned in to about 8 of our frequencies, the WGNJ format, we call it Great News Radio, was off the air, and there's a switcher component that didn't switch. And so from midnight till about 7:45, 8 o'clock in the morning, it was just dead air. It was silent. And somebody finally called, I think, around 7:45 or 7:50, and right away I turned on the radio. I had the other station on, and it's like, oh no. And so I logged in. It was a very simple fix, and it was done almost immediately, but they didn't get to hear the wonderful Labor Day music and devotional thoughts that I shared. If you missed the special format of Mark and Friends on Monday, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org and WLUJ.org under the Mark and Friends tab, and it's a special Labor Day thoughts and scripture.
Just wait until next year.
Yeah, hear a version of it next year. But yeah, we were off the air for about 8 hours, and like nobody, I don't think, called. I know Howard at one point, he had a message to me at about 6 something, but I didn't check my phone till about 7:45. Anyways, that's when I realized, oh, we got to get that fixed.
So those people listening in the middle of the night evidently fell asleep that night.
Yeah, fell asleep or just thought, or maybe prayed for us, hoping things would get resolved.
Sure.
But we didn't really know about it till about 7:50 in the morning on Monday, but
wow.
The other stations all were fine, but, you know, when you have 19 frequencies, the law of averages is something's going to happen somewhere at some point.
Sure.
But this knocked out, I think, 8 of the frequencies. Now, we have a backup where if it's silent, then it starts playing some music, but it wasn't the scheduled programming. Mm. So we do have some backup measures. But anyways, and then yesterday it was Testimony Tuesday, and I had Pastor David Hayter on, and it was great him sharing his faith story and testimony. And I'm getting to really appreciate him. And he encouraged us all to build community, to reach out in creative ways of getting to know our neighbors and people before we bring them to church. Just show them some hospitality. Be a good listener. Ask about their family, their job, their position, the things they like to do before you go after their jugular and say, hey, turn or burn. You better know Jesus or you're going to hell. You know, how sometimes you can get maybe a little overly animated. And
wow.
I mean, if God leads you to do that, I'm not going to ever say don't do it, but also show some love and kindness and care and compassion, and get to know individuals before maybe you share some of your faith journey or when they're receptive.
Right. I hadn't heard that phrase before, turn or burn.
Oh, you know, that people have the T-shirts.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I was on an Israel trip once, and there was somebody that had some apparel that from that point on, whenever I did orientations for trips, I said, you know, leave some of these T-shirts at home because, you know, we're trying to
not really a good witness.
Make inroads. Yeah. Yeah. So today it's the Prime Lifetimes in Review. Oh, and then a week from tomorrow, so on the 15th, Thursday the 15th, some passionate followers of Jesus are going to be meeting here at the Great News Media Studio. This began with about 15 handpicked people that weren't just followers of Jesus or loved the Lord. These were like passionate Christians that like ache over people that aren't saved or really are emotionally desiring people to come to know Jesus, people that are just passionate. Now, we all, as Christians, we love Jesus and we want people to know Jesus, but these are individuals that ache over people being lost and really want to see God at work. So I called some of them together and we met to worship, to build community, learn from each other, and then to seek God for our community. And so that was about a month ago, and then we decided to meet every 2 weeks. So 2 weeks ago, we met, and it went from 16 to, I think, about 21 or 24. I can't remember.
Oh, wow.
But different people from different churches, and then we met again, I guess it'd be last week, and it was every 2 weeks. So whenever, then 2 weeks, and then last week, and there was over 30 of us.
Goodness.
Now we represent 30 different churches, so it really seems like God has brought diversity in the churches and the styles of worship and the ways we pray, along with different cultures and lifestyles and blacks and whites and Hispanics and Asians. And so I love that it represented God's kingdom in its fullest. So there was great diversity. So a week from this Thursday, we'll meet again. That'll be on the 15th. And we're going to have dinner. So we usually meet from 7 and we're done on or before 8:30 so people can plan accordingly. You know, if they have babysitters or they have to walk their dog or whatever, they know that no matter what, we'll be done at 8:30. And we've usually ended at 8:15, 8:20. It's just whenever we feel we've covered things in prayer and the worship time has ended. And so usually it goes from 7 to just say 8:30. Well, this time we figured at 6:30 sharp, we would provide a meal. And one of our members, I don't know if they're called members, somebody that attends, she's from South Korea. She makes the best bulgogi. Oh, it's just phenomenal. And so she's going to provide like containers with bulgogi or a sandwich or rice. And she's going to have a number of those for those that are going to come. So from 6:30 to 7, we'll eat and break bread and fellowship together. And then right at 7, we'll start our time of worship and sharing. So it's open to anyone that's a passionate follower of Jesus that wants to pray for our area and see God at work and build community one with another. So
that is probably going to grow.
Yeah, I think so. It seems like each time, and this time with the dinner aspect, now some of the members said they couldn't make it for dinner, but they'd be there at 7. But I wanted to throw that out there that if you're a passionate follower of Jesus and you want to pray with other like-minded believers, let us know. And then probably this Thursday, tomorrow, I'll probably send something out to get an idea of how many people are going to be there for dinner, because it does involve resources and effort and putting that all together.
Or if you're really, really hungry.
Yeah. Oh,
and
don't just come if you're really, really hungry. We want passionate followers of
Jesus. Sorry, that was terrible.
Yeah. And then finally, it's been interesting how God has unified this group and blessed the group, and we all leave very energized. But an element that I'd love to advance with this group in these meetings, if they're going to continue every 2 weeks, is like a worship leader. But I've only, in my many years of following the Lord, I can only name maybe 3 or 4 people that are the kind of worship leader that I'm looking for. Somebody that can take what's being said or shared or prayed over and transition into a song, or somebody speaks or reads from the Bible and then can come up with a song and help us all enter into worship. And so it's a unique, special gifting. It's not just somebody that can lead worship, but they probably have to play a guitar or something so they can strum away or use our keyboard board and just say, you know, in light of what Mike just shared, that brings to mind this song. And so why don't we all sing Alleluia? Or that can really transition and sense the Lord's leading. It's just a very unique, unique gift. But I've seen a few people operate in that gift. And so we'd love to have like a worship leader that could take what's been said or prayed over or shared or talked about and transition it into time that we can all worship together. And because we represent so many different churches and worship styles, it also has to be somebody that's familiar with not just the great hymns of old, but maybe a worship song that can kind of flow between black gospel and light contemporary to very traditional. And so I'm asking for a lot, but if you know somebody that might fall into those categories where, oh, Mark, this person loves the Lord, and that's what they do for our college group or for our traditional service, or maybe it's a blended service where they have traditional and contemporary. But I've just been praying up for about 3 weeks that God would raise up somebody that could participate in that way, that could more fully allow us to worship and pray. And
that would be wonderful.
I don't know. So
okay.
I don't know who that person is, but maybe you know that person, and I'd love to meet and talk with them. So. So during our prayer time before we began this morning, you used the word harbingers. What was that? I was like, oh, I haven't heard that word in a long time. What was that word?
I don't even remember how I used it. It's like kind of like an omen or something.
Well, it was something when we were praying about the seed planting or the harbingers or, oh, it was about somebody that has some health issues and maybe we didn't want that to be a bad sign for some future things.
Something worse, yes.
So harbingers are like omens or signs or...
Yeah, signs of something that may be coming down the road.
Okay, well, I wrote that down. I wanted to make sure. Maybe there's another listener that hasn't heard that word before.
That's your word for the day, huh?
Okay, so we have some listener letters that we'll get to at some point, but I opened up with this passage out of Jonah because with your story called Amazing Volunteers, and when I first looked at it, I thought, oh, she's going to talk about these incredible volunteers that show up and assist and help and how God uses them. But no, it was something much different and reminded us of this story about Jonah where, you know, there was something set or a direction to be taken and it
for
ended up being
be planted.
Planted somewhere, and he actually didn't go to where he was supposed to be planted, and that's how these volunteers work.
They do.
Okay.
And they're called Amazing Volunteers. Volunteers are amazing, but I'm not thinking about those special people who enhance services in so many areas. I am thinking about volunteer plants, a term I hadn't heard until I moved to Illinois.
Now where did you move from? We don't have Marianne here to kind of pick on you and all your, the lakes. You call those things lakes? Those are lakes. Come to Minnesota. Oh, you call that hot? Oh, that's not hot or cold. Come to Minnesota. So, yeah, and we're praying up Marianne. Her health isn't at 100%, so we're praying that she'll be better and back tomorrow.
Amen. I believe that my first encounter with a plant volunteer was a pansy. And that would be a flower, not a pansy type person. My mom loved pansies, and I planted 4 big pots of them on the porch each spring. She used to say their little faces looked as though they were about to speak. I didn't see it. She loved looking at them, and I, too, have grown to love them. To this day, I plant pansies in her memory every spring, and I study their little faces each season, looking for that speaking thing. I still don't see it. One spring, in the narrow flower beds that lined our sidewalk, a good 10 feet from where our spring pansies resided, a pansy appeared. When it popped up, I recognized the leaves, but I couldn't quite believe it could be a flowering plant rather than a weed. Sure enough, it soon sprouted yellow pansies with those by now well-known faces. When I expressed amazement to an Illinois friend, she said, "That's a volunteer. Haven't you heard of them?" I really didn't want to say no because I didn't want an Illini to think she had some sort of superior knowledge over a Minnesotan. but I had to admit to her that I hadn't heard. Since that time, various volunteers have popped up in my garden. This has happened even in my patio pot garden, the latest volunteer being a petunia and even an imitation volunteer.
Hmm.
One day I noticed four, then five tiny plants coming up in a circular pot that had four impatiens in it. They didn't look like weeds, so I left them.
There's a fungus among us.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that one?
Yes, I have heard that one. In a few days, one of them appeared to be flowering, whereas the other four faded away and soon disappeared. When the little plant reached about 2 inches tall, I decided I had better transplant it into its own pot. The bud was now beginning to show a light purple color. My pretty blue watering can planter had yet to receive a plant, so in went the petunia, which was dwarfed by the pot.
Hmm.
When I expressed concern, my friend said, "Relax, it will grow into it." Hmm. It did. I also have two beautiful oxalis plants, and knowing that I love them, the same friend gave me a starter plant in a small turquoise blue pot. I also love blue.
Mm-hmm.
The plant did well in the house, but when I moved it outside, all of the leaves and stems were done for in 2 to 3 days. I had one impatience left from a prolific planting spree, so I placed that in the pot. It did well, but a few weeks later, I noticed an oxalis leaf on the edge of the pot. Now, having become a volunteer aficionado, and because the little pot of impatience wasn't sitting that far away from my two oxalis plants, I assumed one of the oxalis flowers had fallen in the dirt and I had a new little volunteer. I was thrilled.
Hmm.
The first oxalis in the pot had died, and here was a sweet volunteer to replace it. As days went on, the impatience began to fail. And was soon gone, too.
Oh.
The impatience gave up.
I'm getting sad.
I'm sorry to upset you, Mark. Just hang in there. The impatience gave up as the oxalis stems multiplied. It was about the same time it began to dawn on me that this was no volunteer, just a pretender.
Just a pretender.
The original oxalis was sending up new shoots. The plant had played a trick on me.
Mm.
It was an imitation volunteer. Side note, for about 2 weeks, I had a little baby bunny living behind the pots along the house. It was so tiny, it couldn't reach my plants, except for the little pot of oxalis.
Mm.
One night, the bunny ate the oxalis, stems, leaves, and all. Evidently a tasty little snack. Once again, the plant appeared to be gone, but this time, I was a wiser gardener.
Mm.
Instead of planting something over it, I put the pot up on the small table between the petunias. Within 2 weeks, new sprouts appeared. It was back.
It's back.
My tricky imitation volunteer was now the real thing. As my little pretender oxalis plant thrives, now safe from the bunny, my volunteer petunia has turned into a big, beautiful plant that stands proudly alone in its watering can pot. That's the nice thing about volunteer plants and volunteer people. Volunteers don't have to stand alone, but they can if they need to.
Hmm. Copyright D.A. Chesser, used by permission. Thank you, Dee. Award-winning writer, Dee directs the Great News Radio Children's Choir, and she can be contacted, reached, encouraged, and emailed at dannchesser, C-H-E-S-S-E-R, at gmail.com. Very nice. Amazing volunteers in the September issue of the Prime Lifetimes, available at about 400 area locations throughout central Illinois and east central Indiana. And it's a fun cover, On the Road Again to Nashville. So if you have any interest in traveling to Nashville or have fond memories of being in Nashville, you'll like this cover story and the graphic. And how Kelly put this all together, I think that's something that she created, but very nice.
Yeah, she does a great job.
Yeah, well, we have time for a few listener letters. Why don't you begin?
All right. I have a short note from Sarah, and Sarah is from Urbana.
Hi, Sarah.
And she says with big thank you exclamation point, great news radio. I listen every day to this media group. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen. Thank you.
Yes.
This comes from Linda from Champaign. We pray for our country to be one country under God. May we trust in Him. And there's a big heart and no others. Bless you all with an exclamation point. Thank you, Linda.
And this one is from Steve and Alice, also from Urbana.
Yeah, they write us each and every month.
Oh, how nice. Mm-hmm. Hi, Mark and staff. And there's a little personal note here. And then sometimes I wonder how you keep going. A lot of us wonder that. Sometimes I get tired just doing the things that were easy a few years ago. I can join you in that one.
Yeah.
P.S. I just remembered that Jason took the month off of July to refresh himself, and I'm guessing they miss him.
Yeah, he had made a comment with our Ministry Leaders Network luncheon every month about encouraging this one pastor to attend.
Oh.
And I said, I send it out to about 109 different pastors and ministry leaders. So he gets the invitation, but I know he's a very busy pastor involved in a lot of things. So I've also sent it to a couple of his associate pastors. So we'll see if somebody shows up representing that church.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a card and a note from Dan and Sandy from Urbana. And the card reads, there are times when helping hands can grow weary. Do you like to grow weary with our theme today?
Mm-hmm.
Helping hands can grow weary. And there are times when those who give also need to receive. And then she says, dear great news media, may the Lord renew and refresh you as you continue to touch the lives of others. I am so blessed and can't say enough about what you all mean to us. May God bless you and give you his peace. Very grateful listeners, Dan and Sandy. And then they write, wonderful singers like Ivan Parker, Vestal Goodman, Gaither Music, etc. Wonderful music keeps me calm when I was hospitalized for almost of 2 months with COVID-19, then had to go to rehab hospital for 1 month. God had his arms around me, many people praying for me. I almost died, but God had other plans. God is so good. I did not let go. And then there's another verse on this card. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Proverbs 11:25. And then she also writes on this little note, dear Mark and friends, the praise and worship mix on 102.5 and 103.9 FM and 88.3, just to name a few. This wonderful music often brings me to my knees in worship. I look forward to Mark and friends. Hey, she's probably tuned in now. Thank you. And every day you are so gifted. Thanks for all you do. That's for our team. And thank you for your support. And we can only do it because people financially support us to do this work that God has called us to do. So, all right, Dee. Well, thank you for joining us next month or next time you're in. We're going to talk about giving us wisdom for making it to be 80 years old. So happy birthday. We appreciated that.
I'll have to try to pick some up
Labor
this
Day.
Month then.
Yeah, yes.
Yes.
All right, everyone. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Dee Chesser with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.